Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's topic is to talk about employee retention. Part of the reason that you have high turnover in certain fields is that either the people are not satisfied with the jobs that they're currently holding, or it all has to do with the managers and how the managers treat them. And one of the reasons that you have problems is because what people will communicate in such a manner that is their normal way of communication. But if you're dealing with a group or if you're dealing with subordinates, you need to communicate in such a way that there is mutual acceptance or a show of mutual acceptance in how you communicate with each other. And one of the things I would like to do is discuss some of the ways that you communicate. When you think of the Myers-Briggs, you think of the introvert, the extrovert, the feeling, the iciness, the person who's an introvert and an extrovert. But I use the DISC or the Inscape products, and what we have is the personal profile system, or what they call the Classic 2. And that refers to the D, I, S, and C. And why it is important is to understand that someone who is a dominant behavior pattern puts emphasis on shaping the environment by overcoming opposition to accomplish results. And this person's tendencies are to get immediate results, causing action, accepting challenges, making quick decisions, questioning the status quo, managing trouble, and solving problems. This person desires an environment that includes power and authority, prestige and challenge, opportunity for individual accomplishments, wide scope of operations, direct answers, opportunity to advancement, freedom from controls and supervision, managing new and varied activities. Their action plan is that they need others who weigh pros and cons, calculate risk, use caution, structure a more predictable environment, research facts, deliberate before deciding, recognize the needs of others. And to be more effective, this person needs difficult assignments to understand that they are needed people. They need techniques based on practical experience and occasional shock identification with a group to verbalize reasons for conclusions and awareness of existing sanctions, and to pace self to relax more. That this person usually likes to take control of everything around them. They are very dynamic. They are very outgoing. They are people who like to control everything. The I is the influence, and this person puts emphasis on shaping the environment by influencing or persuading others. This person's tendencies include contacting people, making a favorable impression, verbalizing with articulateness, creating a motivational environment, generating enthusiasm, entertaining people, viewing people and situations optimistically, participating in a group. this person's desires environment, which includes popularity, social recognition, public recognition of ability, freedom of expression, group activities outside of the job, democratic relationships, freedom from control and detail, opportunity to verbalize proposals, coaching and counseling, favorable working conditions. This person is very verbal. What they like to do is, in essence, they are your friend. They can talk to a stranger. They put into action plan, this person needs others who concentrate on the task, seek facts, speak directly, respect sincerity, develop systematic approaches, prefer dealing with this and detailing with people. Take a logical approach, demonstrate individual follow-through. To be more effective, this person needs control of time. If a D or S is low, their objectivity is decision-making, participatory management, more realistic appraisals of others, priorities and deadlines. To be more firm with others if their D is low. It is important to understand that we have all of these factors within us, but some of us are very verbal oriented and everything we do is very verbal. Other people are high D or like to control every aspect of their lives and everyone else's lives. And when they come across and you don't understand their communication or how they're communicating and what style they're communicating, then it can frustrate you because you will, in essence, turn around and resent what they are saying to you and how they want to control you. Now, the C and the S behavior patterns are two behavior patterns that are very conservative. The C are the conscientious misbehavior patterns, puts emphasis on working conscientiously within existing circumstances to ensure quality and accuracy. This description is this person's tendencies include attention to key directness and standards, concentrating on key details, thinking analytically, weighing pros and cons, being diplomatic with people, using subtle or indirect approaches to conflict, checking for accuracy, analyzing performance critically, using a systematic approach to situations or activities. This person desires an environment which includes clearly defined performance expectations, valuing quality and accuracy atmosphere, reserved business-like atmosphere, opportunity to demonstrate expertise, control over those factors that affect their performance, opportunity to ask why questions, recognition of specific skills and accomplishments. Their action plan, they need others who delegate important tasks, make quick decisions, use policies only as guidelines, compromise with the opposition, state unpopular positions, initiate and facilitate discussions, encourage teamwork. To be more effective, this person needs opportunity for careful planning, exact job description and performance objectives, scheduled performance appraisals, specific feedback on performance to represent people's personal worth as much as their accomplishments and to develop tolerance for conflict. The steadiness behavior pattern puts emphasis on cooperating with others to carry out the task. This description is this person's tendencies include performing in consistent, predictable manner, demonstrating patience, developing specialized skills, desiring to help others, showing loyalty, being a good listener, calming excited people, creating a stable, harmonious work environment. This person desires an environment which includes maintenance of the status quo unless given reasons for change, predictable routines, credit to work accomplished, minimal work infringement on home life, sincere appreciation, a definition with a group, standard operating procedures, and minimal conflict. Their action plan is to react quickly in unexpected change, stretch toward the challenges of accepted tasks, become involved in more than one thing, and self-promoting, apply pressure to others, work comfortably in an unpredictable environment, help prioritize work, and they're flexible in work procedures. To be more effective, this person needs conditioning prior to change, validation of self-worth, information on how one affects contributes to the total effort, work associates of similar competence and sincerity, guidelines of accomplishing the task, and encouragement of creativity. Now, by describing the different behavior patterns, if you understand what is innate in that person, which is their most dominant behavior pattern, then it helps you to be able to communicate with them in a way that helps them feel secure in who they are. Because when you work as a team, then you can accomplish a goal. If someone feels that they are not appreciated in their job, then they're going to begin to have problems in the workplace. They are going, in essence, then they're going to think in terms of how can I change jobs? Where am I going to find something that's going to make things better for me? So understanding a person's natural behavior pattern is an important part of what you have to do today in your communication skills. Even if you are self-employed and you are working with other people and you have a project that needs to be completed, whether it's in for your company or for their company, you need to have good communication styles, and you need to be aware of what each individual's needs are. There's a very important part of how this works in helping everyone be successful in the workplace. And managing people and understanding different behavior patterns is becoming very much a part of the workplace today. For years, companies, when things were going good, they would have training for their employees, and they would make sure that their needs were being met. In a time like we're in now, where our economy is poor, companies are trying to look for ways that they can save money. So what are they doing? They're cutting the training, and they're also not adapting or being aware to adapt to the needs of the employee, because they feel like if this person leaves, there's someone else that will readily fill that position who will achieve and do what we want to do. So individuals are not changing jobs as readily as they would be doing in a different time period. And the biggest thing that people say about changing jobs or quitting a job, it all has to do with how management is treating them. And it's very important to understand where you're coming from and how you're communicating and how you can help to improve those different behaviors in yourself so that you can turn around and improve your skills in how you work with people. It is becoming more and more a part of the workplace today is understanding how to communicate, because that is the biggest thing that people have problems with. And communication really is understanding your behavior and being willing to change your behavior when you need to change it. For so many years, people didn't change their behavior. They either expected you to adapt to them and their expectations of you. And if you were an S and you wanted very detailed and expectations of someone, and you were dealing with someone who was a high D, there would be conflict because they just wanted to know what's the bottom line. I am in dealing with who they are. If you're dealing with someone who is an I behavior pattern, they believe that they can go and party and accomplish a goal. Someone who's an S, they don't see going out to dinner and being and having a business meeting as accomplishing a goal with a project. So there's many things that we need to consider when we understand where we're coming from and understanding how we communicate with people and how we relate to them in different situations. So these are things that you need to bring to the forefront and be willing to adapt to the things that you need to be concerned about when you're working with people in the workplace today. Some of the things you need to also think about is what are your expectations of them in that position? Where do you want it to be and how are you going to be successful? Well, when you're working with a company, it's all built in relationships. And if you think of a team, there's the creator, there's the advancer, there's the refiner, and there's the enforcer. And then there's also the person who's very flexible. And if you understand where you're coming from in your communication skills and understanding behavior patterns and what other people's needs are so that you can fulfill that, then they're going to be very satisfied in that situation. And you can pretty much figure out how not to have the turnover that you have in the workplace. Today, there's a lot of things that we need to think about when we are talking about helping people to work together and create the opportunities that we want to do. Now, today also, people are working from home, and they may have a partner, they may not have a partner in that business, but they're usually having to take and turn around and request services from other people who have a business that services their needs. And today everyone needs a website. So if you're going to talk to a website designer, he's going to maybe be very detailed in what it is that he's trying to help you do. So it's a matter of being aware of how you can also create some of the expectations that you need to do for the workplace and where do you want to take it in the next few years. So what I want to do is go back and talk a little bit about how you can work as a team, how you can understand when it's time to pass off a project and when it's time to take it on to the next level or when it's time to get someone else to review it, because you never know that as you're moving it along, there may be parts of it that you've come up with, ideas that have been thrown out there. And to complete a project, if you have two dominant people who want the control, then what's going to happen is there's going to be a conflict. If you have someone who wants to go out and party and discuss it over cocktails, but you have someone who is very detail-oriented and wanting to do everything by the book, sitting around the table, then that's going to create conflict, because how are they going to view them? That person who is very high I is someone who is also someone who is a slacker that doesn't really put into the business what they should. So it's important to understand what it is that you want to do in the workplace and how to help people. Now, let's talk about how you can help team members maximize their experience. You walk through the project that you're working on, and you will discuss it with them and help them decide what it is that they want to do. Then you will look at some other projects, and you'll figure out how you can help them build their business. And then you can also go through some other things that can help you with understanding where it is that you want to be and in your communication, what it is that you want to do and how you expect to complete those projects. There's a lot of different things that you can do in helping people in communication. And what I want to do is discuss some things that can tell you into detail what it is that you want to do as far as the communication and under the DISNC behavior patterns and how you want to work with it. There are so many different ways that you can look at it, and understanding where that individual comes from, how to work with them, how to help them understand their natural behavior styles. And remember, all of us have some of the D, the I, the S, and the C in us. But for some of us, like mine is a very high ID. And why that's important is because I grew up with a disability at a time when people with disabilities didn't have the opportunity for an education. They didn't have the opportunity for employment. If I wasn't someone who was very determined to go out there and be successful on my own, that if you told me I couldn't do something, that I would go out there and try and prove you wrong and prove that I could do it. That's why I have the education that I have today. These were opportunities that I had to make for myself. There was no one out there that was willing to help me. In my own family, I was always told, you're helpless. You're worthless. You can't succeed. You can't live on your own. You can't think for yourself. I literally had to tell my mother to keep her mouth shut, that she didn't know what it was that I could or couldn't do, and that the only thing I needed from her was her support. When she heard the word support, she always thought in the words of dollars and cents, because she never thinks of support as being a pat on the back or a word of encouragement. So understanding all of those things can help you understand where you're coming from and why it is important to deal and communicate in a style that helps everyone else in their style and understanding how to communicate with them. These are some things that you really need to be aware of. Now, the traditional way to represent the DISC model is a line graph format, as shown in the particular graph that I'm looking at, which is an inspirational. It's the D and the I are very high, and the S and C are very low. And this line graph represents the DISC, however, is only one of many ways to discuss DISC and present a participant with his or her DISC style. The earliest representation of DISC model, as described by William Marston in his book, The Emotions of Normal People, was in a circle, harkening back to the roots of the DISC in the DISC circle. What I'm looking back is at a circle where it shows the D, the I, the S, and the C, the dominant, the influencing, the conscientiousness, and the steadiness behavior pattern. And this representation of DISC is used within everything DISC profiles. And although the circular representation of DISC is designed to be simple and intuitive, it also conveys a great deal of information about the person's DISC style at a glance. To start, the angular location of the person's dot indicates the person's primary DISC style. many people also lean toward a second disc style. For example, in the circle to the right, we have a participant who tends toward the C style, but also has some tendency toward the D style. Most likely, he had taken the disc. Classic assessment, he would have ended up with the creative pattern composed of the C and D styles, or an objective thinker pattern composed mostly of the D style. That is why it's important to understand, because we have the I, we have the D, we have the C and the S in us, but some personal styles are more important in how we work and communicate with people. So it's very important to understand how the disc works, to understand how you communicate. The distance from the dot to the center of the circle also communicates important information about the person's disc style. A person whose dot is close to the outer edge of the circle is probably very committed to his or her disc style. The shading within the circle reinforces the principle and shows the participant that he has a large amount of the C style and significant but slightly less amount of the D style. The shading also shows that he probably exhibits very little of the S style and even less of the I style. The shading, however, still reinforces that he or she each of these four styles within him. As a result, this participant understands that he probably has some difficulty shifting into an I or S style for long periods of time. The reason that it's important is when you're managing people, you need to understand their style, and it is important to try and adapt in your communication with them so that you can build rapport with them, because that is one of the things that creates some of the problems that we have in the workplace, is communication and how we talk to each other. And the thing is that the disc, or the classic discs, what they're talking about is building relationships. And building relationships is that you need to understand different behavior patterns. One of the most powerful aspects of disc circle is that it allows us to show the relationship between two people in a straightforward visual manner. For example, on the circular disc map below, we can plot a participant represented by the dot and her coworker represented by the star. The participant can immediately see the similarities and differences between the two of them, even though they both share a tendency to be fast-paced and outspoken. They differ dramatically in how questioning or accepting they are. In this case, the participant can quickly see where tension or frustration might arise. Because she is much more questioning and skeptical by nature, she can visually understand why her coworker might interpret her candor as blunt or cold. The participant can also see how she and her coworker complement each other and where they both share blind spots. Although the line graph representation of disc allows us to compare the profiles of two people, a great deal more interpretation and coaching is often necessary before the implications of that comparison becomes clear. With the circular representation, the implications and applications of the information are visually apparent. And while there is still a great deal of richness for a facilitator to add, participants can immediately begin to apply the information for themselves. Okay, as you can see, when you're discussing behavior patterns and which style a person comes in, it influences how you relate to each other, how you communicate with each other, how you can build good relationships. And building good relationships is one of the most important parts of keeping employees happy and satisfied and wanting to stay in the workplace. Now, we just got a few more minutes, so what I want to do is invite you to come back next week, because next week we're going to go into coaching and why it is important to have a coach when you are in business. For instance, if you are someone who has wellness issues or don't exercise, then you very well may need someone to keep you on track and help you be aware of how you can turn around and improve some of your issues in the workplace and how to avoid them. And I would like to invite you to come back next week, and thank you for listening this week.